In recent years, Flickr Alley has been releasing to home entertainment some visually stunning films, most of which are well over a half century old. These titles were filmed in a three-panel widescreen process known as Cinerama. Back in the 1950s, movie attendance was in sharp decline because of the advent and popularity of television. And so Cinerama, as well as other widescreen processes, were employed to lure audiences away from their TV sets and back into movie theaters. Well now, Flickr Alley has just marketed a beautiful restoration of the very first Cinerama feature. It dates from 1952. It employs the original camera elements that were restored just last year, and it is titled, appropriately, This is Cinerama. And boy, what a pleasure it is to see and savor This is Cinerama. What we have here is the original roadshow version, complete with overture, intermission, and exit music. But at the film's core is its images, which take us right back to 1952. The era is illustrated in every shot that features individuals garbed in mid-20th century style fashions. However, when folks are not on camera and the images are strictly of our natural world, what we see just as easily might have been filmed last week or this morning. This is Cinerama is narrated by Lowell Thomas, who back in his day was a famed writer, broadcaster, and world traveler. And here, Thomas labels the content of This is Cinerama the latest development in the magic of light and sound. The film opens with a brief history of the moving image through 1952. But what follows is what makes This is Cinerama extra special. It is, at its core, a tour of our world in 1952. Its first section includes images that were filmed across the globe. Everything from a roller coaster ride to a bullring, the canals of Venice to a castle in Edinburgh, a Viennese palace to La Scala in Milan. And its second section centers on the beauty and greatness of America, from the Grand Canyon to Hoover Dam, a Utah copper mine to Midwestern wheat fields, the Rocky Mountains to Manhattan Island, and on and on. This is Cinerama also serves as both a history lesson and a reflection of a world that is simpler, sweeter, and far less cynical. Back in 1952, the Great Depression and World War II were history. Now sure, the Cold War, the HUAC witch hunt, and other mid-20th century issues did exist. One recent film that captures another side of the era is The Death of Stalin, a spot-on, laugh-out-loud parody of Cold War Russia. But here in the U.S., those who survived the 1930s and 40s were settling down, purchasing houses and cars, and starting families. It was a happy time. The natural world was, and is, a beautiful world. And all of this is what is emphasized in This is Cinerama.